Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified. We ask that we may be open to all that you lead us to. We ask that we may continue to be signs of your presence and your love. And we ask that we may seek to serve you in such a way that your name may be glorified in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we continue. We are on the 18th week of Ordinary Time, and we are on Wednesday, obviously. And so we're continuing on that, and we've got a really powerful message here. And the message communicates to us this hope that the Lord gives to us. One of the things that it's really important to know, and I was actually talking to someone the other day about this as well, is the whole understanding of despair. I don't know if you know that it is Catholic teaching that Judas is in hell, and he is not in hell. This comes from actually the Council of Trent, and he's not in hell for betraying Jesus. He is in hell for falling into despair. That's the important message that actually comes to us from, it's the Council of Trent that actually has that. I don't have the exact citation of it, but that's one of the things that you will see in the Council of Trent. So it's not that he betrayed Jesus, but he was so much in despair that he was unable to not only ask for forgiveness, but accept it. And that's the basic teaching that comes to us from the Council of Trent. So there is that powerful message. And one of the things to understand is the Lord is always giving us hope. And that's so important. I get so upset when I see people getting the message or being taught that they are on their way to hell and there's nothing they can do about it, or that, you know, people just condemning them into hell. And I do believe that people who preach like that and talk about like that with no call to repentance, or just kind of say those people, I do believe that the actual person who is closer to hell is the person who says that. Because the Lord, it is the will of God that all are saved. And if someone is communicated in such a way that they get the message that there is no hope for that person is in hell, that is going against the will of God. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm talking a form of Catholic universalism. If you know anything about Catholic universalism, it is the belief that all people are saved by default. And there's two extremes. And Father Paulo Ricardo Azevedo Jr. from Brazil talks about this. There are two extremes. One extreme is that your chances are of winning the lottery are better than your chances of getting into heaven. Now, obviously, no one says it like that, but you will hear that. No, your chances. And that is called massa damnata. That is, you will hear certain podcasters who happen to love the Latin language. And I'm not like talking about people who love Latin. I literally am talking about certain podcasters who love the Catholic podcasters who love the Latin language, who will talk to you about the massa damnata. It is there, which literally is Latin for the vast majority will be damned. And it is their belief, and they will cite certain saints, that virtually no one is saved. And so we all have to work hard to make sure that we're not part of that tiny, tiny, tiny group that isn't saved. Now, I said that exactly the way I wanted to, because I know there are evangelicals listening right now that are just got shivers going down their spine and maybe have pounded the table, because they will scream at their radio, that is being saved by works, not by grace. And we don't believe that. Neither do we as Catholics. But there are people that will teach that. And so you have to work really, really hard to be among that tiny, tiny, tiny group of people who are saved. Sorry, that is not Catholic teaching. So that's one extreme. The other extreme is all people are saved by default. Hell is empty. No one will ever end up in hell. And that is a form of Catholic universalism, not to be confused with Unitarian universalism, which is a separate religion altogether. So that is says hell is empty. No one is going to hell. Well, who goes to hell? Well, we look at that as what the church teaches. And the church teaches those people who go to hell are refuse God's grace. They are people who actively... So actually, in a sense, as I think about it, it's almost the opposite of being saved by works. You are condemned by works because you take action that makes it clear that you refuse God's grace. If God's grace... Well, I've described it this way. If God's grace was like the sun rays coming from the sky, you would be purposely holding up an umbrella to prove to the world that you didn't want any of God's grace. Those people are condemned to hell. It's not something that people do accidentally. Even people who believe in the massa damnata will yell at you that you can go to hell for one unrepented mortal sin. And I've told you before, the key word there isn't mortal sin, it's unrepented. A mortal sin is a sin where you basically say, you basically cut off your relationship with God. So it's all that in there. So the key word there is unrepentant. You refuse to repent. You are obstinate in it. There's nothing anyone can do, including God. Yes, those people, according to our teaching, go to hell. So it's important for us to understand that difference. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, check out the archives of the show. You can check out our Substack newsletter. And don't forget, you can hear, if you miss the program on the radio, you can hear it on the podcast. And if you are somewhere else in the world and you don't listen to the program on the radio, you can hear it on the podcast. So you can hear it in the podcast anytime. The morning shows come on at 3:16 a.m. on the podcast, and the afternoon show comes on at 3:16 p.m. on the podcast. Other than that, they broadcast at 3 o'clock on WEZE for the morning program, which you're listening to right now, and WROL 3 p.m. in the afternoon for the afternoon program, which you're not listening to right now. So anyway, you can hear that. So you can see that there are these two extremes. Well, if you look at today's reading, which again, you can see from your favorite daily missal, coming from Jeremiah, the people of Jerusalem, of Judah, have now been brought into Babylon, the movers and shakers. There's only left what is known as a diaspora, which is a small group on the land that was Judah. The temple is destroyed. So you can imagine people like sitting around tiny fires, cooking whatever food they can and trying to come together in the midst of a desert. And really everything that was is no longer. And you can think of a dystopian society, but back in the time of, you know, we're talking the 6th century BC. So we're talking about that. So you can imagine that whole scenario, and the movers and shakers are brought into Babylon. So what is it that they are saying? It's all gone. It's over. Everything that we loved, everything we celebrated that we were, it's gone. It no longer exists. And the Lord is stepping in through Jeremiah and saying, yes, but trust me, there will come a time that you will celebrate again. There will come a time that you will rejoice in the Lord again. You have gotten the message. Now it's time to come to a whole different way of thinking. Now it's come to repent, to get the message of repentance and return to the Lord. You may remember the Godspell tune, Sing Us One of Those Songs of Zion, that great tune. That's where that comes from, that whole concept back then. When they were lost, it's actually one of the Psalms, they were lost in Babylon. But the Lord is now speaking to Jeremiah, the same Jeremiah who said, if you don't change their ways, disaster is happening. And now disaster has happened, says, yes, do not despair. There will be a time that Jerusalem will have the temple again. There will be a time that there will be a Jewish nation. Israel will exist again, which, by the way, it does. And there will be that time that'll come. Trust in me, because I'm not giving up on you, but I have corrected you. So you can see that powerful message. Because the worst thing you can do, if you really want to disobey the Lord intensely, make sure you teach people that they have no opportunity to be saved, or tell them that stupid message, that evil message, that it is easier for them, that they have a greater chance of winning the lottery 7 days in a row than you have of getting to heaven. That's an evil message. That's a message that teaches people to despair. That's why I don't like these people who say, you know, the vast majority of people will not be saved. That is not our message to make. Our message is to say, let us do everything we can to lead people to be saved. That is our message, because that is the will of the Lord. So that's something I bring out all the time, and I bring out that powerful message so that people understand that. So be careful of those two extremes. Be careful of someone who starts preaching that massa damnata thing, and always understand that we're called to teach people that there is always help and hope in the salvation of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.